started. Maybe it's not starting.
Hey everybody!
Whoa!
What?
Whoa!
Welcome to the Octavarius podcast, everybody.
Whoa, guys!
This is episode 48 of the podcast. Sorry, I'm shifting mics here. It's a little bit hectic right now because as we speak, we are trying out our first ever live broadcast of the podcast.
Whoa. So you got two podcasts today if you're listening to this right now.
See.
Yeah. Yeah.
As we begin, we have 8 viewers already tuning in. Whether or not they're all real humans and not necessarily robots is unsure.
Hi to the 8.
But we have just somebody whose name is G Bridge something else, so that's cool. Hi, G Bridge.
What up, G Bridge?
Hey, G Bridge.
Great. I'll say those of you who are tuning in to the live version of the podcast, we are on Blog TV, which you may notice is fraught with advertisements and occasionally crashes. So just be patient. Keep just refresh the page if things don't work out for you. And you should be getting back on track as soon as you can. With that being said, let's start at the far end of the room and sound off.
Nick.
And Brian's here.
LP.
Yo, it's Cloud.
Yo, it's the Stealthy.
It's Lauren.
It's Scott.
It's Dins.
Hey, it's Keith.
Yeah, it's Chris.
Yo, it's Mark.
Great. We've actually been doing something a little bit different today. Rather than having our ambiguous mailbag, we have actually asked you, the listeners, via Facebook and Twitter for your ideas for a podcast. Where's our bag of responses?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, because we put it up and then all that mail came in the door.
Yeah, it's all lost.
Oh, you know what? Here it is. I got it.
God damn it.
Open this letter up.
That might be the worst ever. That seriously might be the worst.
Sure is confused. I can hear it. I'm sure they can hear it.
Okay.
Worst ever.
Today's letter comes from Julie in Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, Julie.
A real person.
Hey, Julie.
Hey, guys. Julie, I love pizza. What a great food. It can have lots of stuff on it. Or maybe it doesn't. Some people like it different ways. So that makes it like a lot of other things. But somehow pizza has a special place in our hearts. What is up with that?
I believe...
Good question.
Julie was actually at our drink prop show.
Yes.
Was she? Great. Wow.
But thank you for all your amazing suggestions for the people that suggested stuff to me.
Yeah,
the people who weren't good enough to get on the podcast. Thanks a lot.
I kid.
They were all great.
Welcome back to the podcast, Chris.
I'm sure all of the listeners are so glad you're back.
There's Chris.
Oh, and the view count is now at 0.
But seriously, like, if there were a lot of really good ones, so either send them in next week or send other ones in next week, and hopefully we'll get to do them.
Especially like the ones that had the "what's up with that" at the end of the suggestion.
What up with that?
Yeah, if you guys could do my job for me, I'd really appreciate that.
Before we get too far into the podcast, we are occasionally refreshing our Octavarius Twitter feed as well. So if you happen to be live podcast listening and you get an idea and you want to make fun of us, call one of us a boner or something, feel free to tweet us, and we are receiving these responses live.
It's
also on my Facebook if anyone is friends with me.
You can also sign in as a guest on Blog TV. Mm-hmm. And you can write in a name and you can just respond right here. I will see it. It's on my lap.
We're getting crazy.
It's a laptop.
We're fucking social mediaing the fuck out of this
world. This is crazy.
It took us like 2 hours to get ready for this.
People in the room with us. Kind of.
A lot of, I mean, it took us 2 hours to think of this and then do it.
But yeah. Anyway, we're talking about pizza. Yummers.
Chicago is like the home of deep dish pizza.
Delicious deep dish pizza. Now, yeah. I love pizza. But
who doesn't?
A lot of different kinds of pizza. What are your favorite kinds of pizza? Is it deep dish? Is it Chicago style? Is it New York style?
I said pizza today for lunch.
Yeah?
What kind of pizza was that, Cloud?
I went to the California Pizza Kitchen.
I love that place. Their mushroom pizza is awesome because they have like 9 different types of mushrooms.
It's 4 different types of mushrooms, and all of them are great.
I
love
I had the spinach and artichoke pizza.
High five.
Boom. Do you guys call that artisan pizza? I just heard this term the other day.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Spinach and artichoke?
Pizza? Yeah, like for artisans.
That California style of pizza, that's definitely artisan pizza.
Like the California Pizza Kitchen?
Yes. But like Pizza Capri in Chicago styles their gourmet pizzas off of that type of pizza. Mm-hmm. But they don't do the brick oven style, which is California Pizza Kitchen, and also Italian pizza is all super thin brick oven style.
Yeah.
Most American pizzas have more dough. We like our bread here in America.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, from what I've heard, pizza in Italy actually sucks ass compared to American pizza.
No!
That's just
that is weird.
I've been to Rome and I had pizza there. It's good, but it's different. It's very different.
Do they have crazy cheesy bread crust?
Before we go on, Cloud has been trying to explain herself.
She's been to Italy recently.
Cloud, you've been to Italy not so recently, a couple years ago.
Hey, that's really recent in a geological time
scale. In terms of
fuck
pizza,
off.
Yeah.
In terms of the evolution of pizza.
Yes, Cloud.
Let me tell you about a night where I was in Pisa with my friend Dale.
Magical night.
And we were in Pisa and we went out to this restaurant that was like right next to Leaning Tower of Pisa, and we each ordered a pizza, and I don't know what magical oven they made this pizza in, but we both like took a bite and there was like this the cheese was almost like spicy a little bit. I don't even know how to describe it, but we both like wanted to cry.
How is it different? How is it different?
I don't know what the oven did to make the cheese spicy.
Sounds like it was just spicy.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't spicy. It sounded like spicy.
What's the difference between
the ingredients are so fresh and the flavors explode in your mouth.
But it's the same thing, just crust, sauce, cheese.
Yeah, there's no fairy dust.
Because I heard it's like a different pizza.
Italian pizza is a very thin pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very thin. It's put in a fire brick oven where it's about, 550 to even, 700 degrees.
Whoa, that's a lot of degrees. Yeah.
It takes
sun.
Fahrenheit. No, but it takes a very short amount of time to cook an Italian pizza. And so what you're doing is you're taking very fresh ingredients, you're putting them in a very hot oven for a short period of time, and the bread leavens just slightly because it's such a thin amount of crust, but if you have good fresh ingredients, it tastes amazing.
It was literally like the best meal of my life, and I was like, I never thought I would cry over pizza.
You cried?
Did you
I was near tears.
You're tearing up at the table? Really?
Dude, it was an experience.
If I ever saw anybody crying, crying in delight at their restaurant table, I'd think you all cray cray.
Cray cray, of course, is crazy.
I've had pizza in Italy, and I enjoyed it thoroughly, but...
Have you ever had lousy pizza in Italy? Sometimes you get lousy pizza.
I don't know if I would call it... I didn't spend enough time in Italy to go to the lousy places. But I'm sure if I spend enough time there is a lousy place.
I've only had one lousy slice of pizza in my life.
Really? Yeah. I haven't been going to many places.
It was, I like Domino's. Like, all that pizza is fine. It's like level, it's like, all right, this is pizza. It's not the greatest pizza ever. Like, even the frozen pizzas are like, okay, yeah, this is pizza. Okay, and it's not terrible.
I think frozen pizza is kind of a different food, too.
But it's still pizza.
What was your crappy experience?
But it was on Damon and Belmont in Chicago, Illinois. There's this little diner that I went to when I was like 7 or 8, and it just stuck out in my head as like the worst pizza I ever had. And I was a kid, so I loved pizza. I still love pizza, but it was awful. I didn't eat it. I took a bite and I spit it out. And I remember I was with my aunt and my cousin, and my aunt was like, I just paid for that. What are you doing? I'm like, this is awful. And she's like, I don't care. Eat it. This is what the lunch is.
This is your sustenance.
I like
not buying you more sustenance.
I like how we were talking about Domino's. How Domino's, to my knowledge, is the only company I've ever seen do a commercial. I was like, man, our pizza used to suck.
Yeah, right.
Like our bad guys. Try this pizza. It will not be terrible. Like all the pizza you've had from
before. I like their old pizza.
I think
their new pizza is much better.
It is much better, but their old pizza is good.
And I actually think, in fact, I think that's one of the only products that I am aware of where they've openly acknowledged in a commercial, like, "Hey, our product used to be garbage. Now we know what we're doing."
Listen, wasn't it a thing where like they kept getting like pizza taste tests, and like it kept getting like rated like fourth or third.
It kept getting rated.
So I mean, year after year, I mean, you can't ignore that.
Yeah, you gotta find a way. And it was also like the thing is, we're coming out of a recession. It's a down market, so there's a giant opportunity to snatch up loyalty. Because and Domino's was smart enough to do something about it. And
well, it was honest.
Smart, I don't... Really, there's not that much of a difference. The biggest difference I can tell is when you look at the empty Domino's box, instead of there being a pool of grease in the middle, now there's a perfect circle from where they poured butter on their crust.
It's just a ghost of a pizza.
I know
you're welcome.
But the thing is, it's about the actual, it's trying to differentiate from another company.
And it's admitting that you're wrong. No company can admit that. Like, could you imagine if Jiffy Lube was just like, if you got an oil change from Jiffy Lube a couple years ago, you probably noticed that it sucked. Jiffy Lube, though we've marketed ourselves only as an oil change place, we used to be really shitty.
They also do alignment.
But if you come in now...
Let me... I want to just interrupt real quick. I got a Facebook message from Adam P., we'll call him. He says his favorite is puppy pizza.
What the heck is puppy?
Now, does anyone know what puppy pizza is?
Is it pizza for puppies?
Not a damn clue.
Then we can move on from that. Thank you, Adam, for your Facebook message.
Are you sure? Can we ask him if it's like made with puppies or if that's like the
company? I asked him why, and it's because it tastes like Victory. So I assume it's for humans.
I actually just Google searched puppy pizza and found a bunch of adorable pictures of puppies eating pizza.
I can only assume that's what he meant.
Thank you, Adam P.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Adam.
You better post this picture.
I feel so fortunate to have grown up in Chicago, where there is such great pizza, there are so many different kinds. I can think of like at least three different kinds of deep dish pizza that exist in the city, at least style wise.
Brian, before we get into that, who here likes deep dish more than thin crust?
I mean,
it's such a different experience. To me, they're two different types of food.
Yeah,
it
depends on time of year.
What you're doing afterwards.
Time of year. What time of year is best for deep dish?
Gina's cold weather.
Cold weather.
Deep dish is
best all the time.
How do you mean it's like soup? How is it like soup?
Like I'll eat a deep dish in the winter over
with a spoon.
No, because
in a bowl,
it's freezing. No, it'll get there because it's so much, and eventually it's going to fall apart, or chunks of it will slide off. And then because it's cold out, it's just like, it's like eating soup.
No,
I'm sorry. Like eating something with a spoon would be like eating
When have you ever eaten?
He eats coffee grounds and peanut butter together with a spoon.
This is all fact, but I've never seen you. I've never seen you eat pizza with a spoon.
You never see Makula eat anyway because he eats like he. Me and Castelvi live with Makula, and what I've noticed about Makula is Makula hates eating in front of people. He eats anytime I'm in the same room with him. He has his back to me when he's eating, like it's a secret.
I eat by the stove.
Because you're afraid. Why are you afraid?
There's no room on the coffee table for food.
No, it's because your parents sent you to the class.
They did. My parents sent me to manor school.
What did they teach you not to
eat? Wait a minute. You went to manor school?
I went to manor school.
And you still act the way you do?
No. I mean, I know how to set a table. It doesn't mean I can't be a dick.
I know how to eat coffee grounds out of my bare hand.
Yeah. I was never addressed in manor school.
Wait, do they teach you to be secret when you eat in etiquette school?
They do.
Wait. I see it.
By the way, I just want to mention that Blog TV user DM Hay right now, who I'm almost certain is a former student of mine, says he just says deep dish for the win.
Ham hater.
Wait. Go ahead.
Please. Ham hater just wrote ham. I'm happy for ham hater.
What the fuck does that mean?
Maybe like Hawaiian pizza.
You. Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Jeff H. said Hawaiian pizza with cinnamon.
I love
Hawaiian pizza. Now, Hawaiian pizza, as I understand it, is pizza with pineapple on it.
And ham. And Canadian.
You know what? This is where I've never had that specific pizza, but I can totally see where he's going.
It's
because
so
we,
delicious.
In our apartment, we have like a cinnamon chipotle rub. Yeah. That's not meant for pizzas, in the least.
But it's so good.
But you get that on a pepperoni pizza, and good night.
Good night. You will fall asleep in anger.
I don't get New York pizza.
Well,
do you have to like fold it in half?
Yeah,
you might be disappointed in me because my favorite pizza of all time is New York style.
LD. I am disappointed.
I had New York pizza.
Why do you like New York style so much? Because I don't get it.
I'll be honest. I love.
I have something to say as well.
I love Sbarro's. I love. I love. We just ordered a pizza not too long
ago
from someone from Italian.
I have a statement after you make it.
I thought it was. It was okay. But the main reason I love New York style pizza is because of the Ninja Turtles.
Mm. Yeah. Yay!
So it's a sentimental thing for you. Does anyone have a scientific reason?
Before we get to that,
delicious.
That's
my favorite.
We have people over here. Did you say something? Or you're just ready?
Well, I mean, go ahead.
All right. No. The thing about New York style pizza. Is, as I understand it, after having, because we just ordered it a couple days ago, but it's big slices, but it's just so thin in the middle. It's like paper in the middle. So, like, you take a slice, and it just falls over.
That's why you have to fold it.
Well, I don't have fucking time for that bullshit. I just want to goddamn eat my food.
LP, I will say that.
I don't want to fucking do that.
I've never had New York-style pizza until Saturday when you ordered it. Yeah. I am a big fan of New York-style pizza.
Where did you get it from?
We got it from...
I don't know what it was called. It was
you ordered it.
Yeah, it's some place on Halsted.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, did it specifically advertise New York style?
There's a little section on the Grubhub site that said New York style pizza, and then they had thin crust and deep dish.
I swear to you, it was cafeteria style pizza, man.
I do feel kind of weird about a type of pizza that, like, you can eat folded, or alternately, you could do some pizza origami and eat it like a fruit roll.
Well, no, bocce's, those are big slices that you can fold, but in the middle, they're not so thin. But with this brick pizza, which I don't know, because I do believe that, what was it, Domino's or Pizza Hut had New York style for a
Pizza
time?
Hut did, and it was
awful.
Yeah. And it was awful. That was my only experience.
But that's
prior
pizza.
To,
pizza, it's like the worst pizza ever.
But prior to this experience that I just had with you, that was my only experience with New York style pizza.
Well,
and it was similar.
Maybe I'll have to try it again.
You should.
I'm so not convinced because I believe that Chicago style and deep dish... And even the thin crust Italian brick oven style, the artisan pizza, if you want to call it that. I believe that's all superior to it.
Well,
I would love to be proven wrong because I love finding
pizza. How many have you had New York style pizza that's like in New York?
I guess in New York I only had...
Because Eat Pizza Uno in Arkansas and you'll be pretty disappointed.
Yeah, if you have some American... Like, so since I have Western bastardization of New York style pizza, that's not fair.
Yeah, I guess it isn't fair. And I guess I'm not being fair to it. Yeah.
Well,
I also have grown up in the capital of Pizza Awesome.
Yeah.
And
pizza
so
Awesome.
I grew up in Chicago.
I like Gino's East. That's my favorite. But like everything else, is like
Gino's
okay. There's too much sauce. There's just too much of everything. And I really like dough. I like bread. I like bread a lot. And that's maybe my thing.
I'm with you, LP. That's why I love all pizza. I love thin crust pizza. I love deep dish pizza the most. But that's my thing. Is like I eat pizza very strangely. No matter if it's deep dish or thin crust, whatever toppings I have, I'll peel off all the cheese and the toppings and eat that. And then I'll eat the bread.
The bread is the best part.
That's my favorite
part. So you make yourself like a deconstructed pizza.
Pretty much, yeah.
That is fucking weird.
Going off of that, that's for thin crust mostly, right?
No, I especially love it with Lou Malnati's, which is my favorite deep dish.
My favorite
because
too.
Because I just love the way like the pizza part of the crust is so soft. And then you get to the edge, and it's so crispy.
And they have that buttery aftertaste.
It's wonderful.
It's very
hungry right now.
Yeah, people think that's weird, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I do something similar. I only get, like, two kinds of pizza, which is strange for most. But I also get, I get pepperoni and cheese, and I'll take off the cheese or the pepperoni first and eat it first. And I was getting comments from my girlfriend, who's in the room.
Our producer, Carolyn.
Our producer, Carolyn. She was making fun of me, and at the same time, she when we got a deep dish, she would scoop off the sauce first.
That's what I do.
Yeah, and then eat that. Oh, I'm like, well, that's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Dude. It's the same. It's the, people eat how they want to eat.
You know better than him.
I think that's. I think that's weird. I think it, you just
it
eat
is weird.
Pizza.
It is weird.
You put it in your hand. You eat
do
it.
You, Brian? Do you eat deep dish with a fork and knife?
It depends if it's fresh. If it's fresh, like at the restaurant, then yes, with a fork and a knife.
Yes.
If it's being delivered to me at my home, it's probably still not hot enough. Hand. All the way hand.
All the way hand. All the way hand. My argument against like decomposed. well, I'm pretty against that.
We could get into decomposed. That's
but deconstructed things is like. Honestly, it's like a slap in the face to the person who's making you the food, because a cook has a very specific way that they make their food, and I've become in a way that like I always order the food how it's supposed to be made, like no extras.
Oh, definitely. I would never even change the temperature on a food. Like if it's meant to be served medium rare, I would never ask for it medium.
Exactly, because there's a reason it's made like that, and that means that one person thinks the best way it could be served to you. And that he's an educated food person, thinks this is the best way it could possibly be presented. Here you go. Then you have to, at least the first time you eat it like that.
I understand. Well, I understand that to a degree. But there's a reason it's called the food service industry, because you're serving other people. Right. And I work in the food service industry. People want food how they want. It's okay to change it. My head chef isn't pissed anytime someone asks for something a little different.
No, I know. I've worked in the food service industry.
Well, then you know about service.
There's something to be said in like you got to at least listen to what the guy has to
Certainly
say.
Certainly, there's the best way to do it.
Yeah, if he says this is the best way, I got to be open to what he says.
What if you're allergic to something?
What if you're on like a crazy diet?
Tough shit.
Oh,
well, don't offend people. That's a different thing. Okay.
Now,
I believe Keith's talking no food allergy. It's just trying.
Yeah, just you know, like
I want to come back to this, but I just want to let you know I got an update from Zach F. He says, "I know I'm going to get a hit for this, but barbecue chicken is
amazing. That is amazing.
Winner.
I get that at Domino's all the time.
Can I just say I make mean barbecue chicken pizza?
You can't. Shut up.
No, shut up.
The key is the red onions.
Fuck you, Chris.
Red onions, really?
Yeah, yes. The red onion gives it a little bit of sweetness.
Yes, there is no such thing as a barbecue chicken pizza without red onions. If your barbecue chicken pizza does not have red onions, it's bullshit.
That's the key to it. That and peppers."
I just think that with pizza, with barbecue chicken, that's getting away so, it's so far away from the original ingredients of pizza. When does it stop?
It's a separate dish.
When does it stop?
Well, like, don't they have, like, cookie pizzas? It's
they're
like,
putting
that's
babies
not a,
on
it's,
pizza, Keith.
I agree.
Puppy pizza.
They're putting puppies.
Cookie pizzas are not pizza.
I agree barbecue chicken is straying a little bit from it, but it's popular enough that, you know, I feel like, you know, you have to acknowledge it now. There are enough people that like it.
You can get it at every pizzeria, like,
ever.
You can get it at a lot.
That you like?
Every pizzeria I've ever gone to in Chicago, you can get a barbecue chicken pizza.
That doesn't mean that they're a good barbecue chicken pizza, but they'll offer, because
it
doesn't cost that much to put some
You make it the same way as a
pizza.
Just different sauce, different cheese, different toppings.
I think that's more of a specialty item that certain pizzerias might have over, like, shitty ones like maybe Domino's.
My thought is some pizzerias might just not carry barbecue sauce if that's not their thing.
Yeah,
if that's
I mean,
they
want to
do
that.
Traditional.
I have one regret that involves pizza.
What?
You have pizza regrets?
I have pizza regret too. You guys are all gonna hate me for saying.
We already do.
It's not getting pizza with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay, yeah. This is a good window that you've opened.
And pizza in New York City. I don't think you understand how a regret works.
This is a good point. Now, to backtrack, this all started when Keith's campaign to get pizza with Tim Meadows.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Keith, can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yes, it's become so much.
It's more forceful threats.
They're very indirect threats.
Yeah, with Justin Bieber.
It started with, in March, for whatever reason, I realized that that Tim Meadows was in Chicago fairly frequently around last spring. He was doing a lot of I.O. shows, so I was like,
Chicago.
Yeah, but he's been hanging out in L.A. a lot this in the past few months.
Well,
he's
you know that?
He follows what he does.
We'll get
he
how he knows
Tim Meadows is doing that show Greek on TBS. Yeah.
So
you mean Grsk.
Yursk.
Yes, I know Grisk. they use what is it?
Sigma
instead of epsilon.
So you know what it's called then.
Grsk.
Yeah. Yeah,
go ahead, Pete.
So in March, at the beginning of March, I just wrote a thing like, hey, Tim Meadows, sometimes you're in Chicago. We should get pizza. My second one was then just offering him up to crash on our couch if he ever needed to. But my third one, I was back to pizza. And the next 25 or so were all about pizza. But I only do it about every 1.5
This is on Tim Meadows' Facebook page.
Fan page. Yeah.
Fan page.
So there's no real way that I know he's seeing it, but someone has to be. Other people are seeing it.
No.
Because no one really posts on there but me. So
now, the reason that you started posting this is because you were friend on the fan page,
right?
And then you noticed that people were just saying, "Hey, I saw you in Chicago. We should do this like his family."
Yes.
And so you decided to be to do the same thing, but with pizza. Now you have done this how many times?
It's been at least twice a month.
This
every
has been
month
going on
for about 9 months. About at least 18 or 20 times.
Asking Tim
and
Meadows
to get.
Other
people, you've done it to too.
It's not.
No,
yeah,
it's
babies
just,
have been conceived and born in that time.
Wasn't there a Justin Bieber?
That was Tins's.
Tins.
Yeah,
second
I think others in the group have tried. More unsuccessful campaigns.
Yeah, not as vigilant.
I've tried via Twitter getting Justin Bieber, the Beeb, to...
Oh, dude, he's way too cool for us. We can't do that. What was the hashtag you would say? Like
Bieber,
Bieber
number four pizza.
Bieber
for
Bieber
pizza.
For pizza?
Problem is, I felt too weird after a while doing it.
He's
kid,
a child.
Yeah.
Especially since you're a teacher, Tins.
Well, former
he's
teacher.
Also, I mean, you... what can you imagine the photos of you and Justin Bieber for pizza?
Yeah, they would be great.
I kind of want to Photoshop that now.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Shitty Photoshop photos of Tins and Bieber for just having pizza.
Put like
yeah.
an Usher in the background
what,
somewhere.
What style of pizza you think you'd have with the Bieber?
I'm gonna have Giordano's deep dish pizza.
See,
I'd
probably eat straight cheese. He just goes cheese only because that's what children eat.
Yeah, dude, the Beeb.
I do cheese only too, man.
The Beeb is gonna get exactly. Beeb is gonna get like Papa John's cheese pizza, and I'm gonna get
love
that's Gustavi's favorite. You know,
that's my favorite.
That's Gustavi's favorite pizza.
With Tim Meadows, I've not only just been posting, I've gotten to pictures and videos on his wall. The first was a video I just recorded in a hotel room, being like, "Hey man, what's going on? Let's get some pizza. Hope
Real
your
family's
doing well."
But this has been a constant joke in October.
He did it in Washington D.C. We went down to the Rally for Sanity. Keith made his fucking Tim Meadows get pizza with me sign.
Hey and, Tim Meadows, let's get pizza, dude.
And then Tim Meadows was in the rally. It was awesome.
Oh,
as
so
as
great.
PK Winsome. That's
so,
right.
I just put that picture of me at the rally on his Facebook just this past weekend.
Oh god.
Dude, he has to be aware. Like he has to
I don't know because
other,
he's
like,
an
what
older
What if he never
guy?
Checks it?
Well, I bet like a friend has seen it and been like, "Hey,
you know, it's really funny." I actually have about I have like 10 Facebook friends in common with Tim Meadows. So, there is a decent chance that he could see it.
He's had...
Why haven't you
something.
Been giving him the hookup if you're you're a second degree from Tim Meadows 10 different ways?
Because I feel weird about it. Like, I saw...
Well, it is...
Like, I did see him once at I.O. because I did a show that was in the time slot before his.
Come on, dude. Just ask
but
him
I was,
pizza
I'm not cool enough to have done that. Or I was not cool enough to have done that at the time.
It's but also, to be fair, though, these... tweets or these messages to Tim Meadows are borderline stalkerish.
Yes.
They are
and threatening
yeah.
because you mentioned his family.
But
not
say, I hope they're doing well.
But you don't know Tim Meadows.
But you put the thought in the head of creepy stalker guy who wants to get pizza with me and family.
It was a
know.
Little bit weird that
just
you mentioned
mention
his
family.
His kid's
name.
Okay when you were talking
mention
about,
his
like,
kid's name.
Look,
next
normally
time
when I mention them, I say I don't want them to come for pizza. I don't want to harm them. I don't want to harm anybody.
No,
the simulation.
Keith, if you want to get this man's attention, just start talking about his children on the internet. You'll get your pizza, okay?
I don't want it to be like that, man. I want it to be special, and I've laid out the ground rules for him that all he has to do is tell me what kind of pizza, from where, no matter the price, style, whatever it is, I'll pay for it. I'll have it delivered to me Or I can have it delivered to somewhere he wants to meet me, and all he has to do is eat one bite of pizza and leave.
That's a good
he
deal.
Doesn't have to
it's
say a word.
He gets free food out of this.
And he gets any pizza he wants. He can make me pay $250 for this. I will do it.
Really?
Yeah, it's really funny.
I would totally contribute to the Tim Meadows.
I'm so for that.
Because how can you deny how funny that is?
Well, it's one thing for you to ask him to buy pizza for you, but you're literally being I will do anything for you.
Can you also stipulate in the contract that he has to take at least one still photograph with you? Because
he's not doing it.
He's a celebrity, so we can just do it anyway.
What if, like, it actually...
You can become public domain property in pictures when you have that much fame. Like,
yeah. What if he wears a burqa? Or something. Now,
I would stipulate that you at least have him appear in one photograph.
I would love if I could, but I don't want so many rules that he gets afraid.
Keith. It's not so many. That's one in addition to...
Keith's already taken this too far as is. He's not in a position to make
this isn't about proving that I did it. This is just about doing it.
Keith, what if you got pizza?
I'm just saying, like, we've shared this so much.
Yeah, I know.
Share.
And Brian, I know it's just a silly dream, and I know Keith's wrong to hope, but sometimes hope's all you got. And all you can do is try with all your heart. And I know that sounds silly, but damn it, I think Keith's on.
Alright, I'm sorry. The reason I said fuck you, I've been putting this on my Facebook, and best pizza place in the Chicago. McCoola answered it. He's in the fucking podcast with me. And he says, Chicago's on Sheffield, also whose pizza is in the fridge? Which is mine. And you steal it. But I also got from Lisa L. Lumonati's, don't know. I think maybe because of their Caesar salad or their salad dressing.
They have really good dessert too. The Lumonati's.
KDG, I got. There's a place called Chicago Pizza, an oven grinder in Chicago, and it's amazing because the pizza is kind of like a chicken pot pie, but it's pizza sauce and cheese.
Oh my god, I love
how
chicken
awesome
pot
is
pies.
That?
Chicken pot pie.
I thought it moved down.
It's a pizza with
and
gravy.
I got another one for Lumonati's. So who's saying
wow. Scott, you've been to the oven grinder.
Oh yeah.
Well, we got
like
MPN-BLOTV says Lumonati's kicks Giordano's ass anyway.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And then DM Hey said Giordano's is the best. And then like I thought that once that Lumonati's opened up down the street from me. And it's like now that I think of it.
What voices are you assigning to these people?
I love that. We got people.
BLOTV is sort of sexy man who likes Lumonati's. But DM Hay is more Keith.
No, he's not. I know DM Hay. He's not Keith.
I'm going to say it. I prefer New York pizza.
Yeah.
Wait, have you guys heard of this place? It's called like Lakeshore Pizza or something.
No.
Where they're featured in GQ as like the best pizza in the U.S. And apparently it takes like 3 hours to make the pizza.
What?
And it's a tiny, tiny place. But it's like the best pizza in the U.S.
Lisa,
it's in Chicago.
Lisa, do you know if this is one of those gourmet places that bakes gold into things for no reason? Because that will increase
gold.
The price.
Oh, you can eat gold.
No, you can have a golden sundae.
I have friends that have been there, and they have told me that it's probably the best pizza.
Yeah.
Better than your pizza when you were in Italy that changed your life?
I haven't had it personally.
Yeah,
I
eat your words, Lisa.
Your Joseph Gordon-Levitt, that was based off of the Keith's Tim Meadows thing.
Yes.
And you went and saw Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes.
And
I mean, I've talked about this.
You've said it in a podcast.
To talk
right?
more.
So
well, of course.
You did.
About my
you
journey.
Said your biggest regret. Did you tell him no?
No, it was my regret that I couldn't convince him to have pizza.
So
he told her no.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you didn't.
That's not really a regret then, because you tried.
Well, I have like a sign and everything.
I don't think you must.
I defaced McDonald's property trying to do it.
What?
And...
Wait, what?
Wait. Did you like take a marker to the big glowing M outside?
No, like I wrote it on one of the little tables there, and totally bled through, and I left the mark of Joseph. Would you have pizza with me?
I believe it was Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yeah. It's pizza time.
Oh yeah, whatever it was.
permanently stained on a McDonald's table.
Yep.
Girl, you should have brought a box of pizza with you and then been like, here it is.
I know, I was thinking
poison pizza!
Makula has just knocked over one of the microphones. Valid contribution.
It's just I was thinking, but... By the time I'd get it and bring it there, it would have been, like, hours, and then I'd be offering them, like, possible poisoned pizza. Okay, maybe not poisoned, but, like, you know, colder, really old. Yeah. But, yeah, I went up, hemlock. And I took out my little sign on computer paper with my horrible, you know, handwriting, and I was like, hey, Joseph.
Yo. I think one of your first mistakes is always referring to your celebrity crushes and stuff by their first names.
Yeah, we already yelled at you about that.
Yeah. It's not right. It's not proper.
Joseph.
And basically I just said that I've been writing on this website talking about how I want to have pizza with you. A lot of people are following, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so... You know, what do you have in your heart to have pizza with me? And he just looked at me and was like, no.
Wait, what do you have in your heart to have pizza with me?
Something like that.
You may have seen a tad bit desperate. Just a tad.
Plus, if you brought him a box, it probably would have had a spinny ring and some, like, doohinkies on top of your pizza.
So wait, Lauren, every celebrity you've come into contact with you has had to say no to you to your face.
Lauren, I'm saying this just not to you, just in general. If you're a celebrity and you meet someone holding a sign like that, he could be thinking, I wonder if this woman would try to kill me. You know?
Yeah, but Lauren, tell us about the homemade pizza box that you gave him.
I assume it was made of your hair.
I progressed. I got better from Jesse.
Go look earlier on the Octavarius website to see the podcast that from last week that came out today that directly describes why Lauren's experiences with other celebrities.
Briefly, I just got more messages on the best pizza place. One was Primetime Pizza.
Normal.
KDG again.
I knew that's who it would be.
What
a great idea, though, to drive around a college campus to drunk kid and say, hey, you want a $5 pizza?
Those who aren't from Normal, Illinois, what is Primetime Pizza?
Primetime pizza
with buckets of grease.
First of all, you know exactly who it caters to because it's open till, 3 in the morning?
Yes.
And no matter how drunk... No matter what state of mind you're in, you can always get a hold of them because all you got to do is pick up a phone and dial 888-9999.
The lady that works there is so nice.
Well, at the time.
She crazy.
And it was like right next to an crazy awesome fun. Bar. Yeah. Like it was a prime location. That's why it was prime time.
Would you say it was a prime time location?
Yeah. And they served pizza, which is why they put pizza in
there. Well, they also served pizza by the slice. Now, I want to talk about this. I think... Pizza by the slice is one of the greatest things in the world.
I think it's horrible.
Grow up, Brian.
I think it's a great idea.
It's an affront to all good pizza.
I think it's a great idea because you just don't see that with many other food. Like, I can never get chicken parmesan by the hunk. And perhaps there's a good reason for it in retrospect.
So, but my main thing is I love pizza. So if a pizza's in front of me, I'll eat it all and not give a shit. But if I just go to a place that has pizza by the slice, I can just get a pizza, one slice of pizza, and that'll fill me up.
Mm-hmm.
That won't be a big deal.
It's like the art of pizza. You can get best.
Oh, yeah.
That's what hot dogs are for.
Well, I don't have hot dogs. I'm not at a hot dog place.
Well, let's say you're in the opening scene of Ninja Turtles 2, and everyone just eats one slice of pizza. Like, let's say you're on the way to go to work, you're on the way to rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. New York style.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Brian, relax. One of my favorite...
Oh man, shit just got real.
I just wanted to make a callback. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was trying to bring you back
into
conversation.
One of my favorite New York styles is Castelvi mentioned earlier, and although I know it's not the best made pizza, it's Bocce's. And Bocce's, I wouldn't buy a whole pizza of Bocce's.
Never.
Wait, is it ever. I would only buy... Like over by Millennium Park? Is the same
thing? No, it's Bocce's Pizzeria.
Oh, never mind.
I can't believe you're post Makula.
What?
Why are you talking, Lauren? Don't do this. Why the audience? Yeah.
There are people listening.
Well, he said, would you eat pizza off Mark Mizinski's chest?
That has nothing to do with the conversation. Wait. I'm just waiting for responses.
Wait till responses, you chick.
Thank you for ruining the potential joke 20 minutes ago.
Maybe someone would, and we could talk about it. Go ahead. Okay.
Bocce's is great.
But Bocce's, though. Bocce's is pizza by the slice. It was a very large pizza by the slice.
Yeah, it's
so
huge.
That's why it'd be good, which is why.
They have an eating contest. You have to eat two pieces just to qualify.
Wow.
And I think the winner is six.
One is so
Wait,
hard.
What?
The interesting, there's this bar that I used to go at like a year ago that's on Lincoln and Armitage called Rocco's. And apparently last Saturday, I missed this, they had a pizza eating contest.
Oh.
Where the guy that won, the reason, I never thought about this, is like if he just
he died, so.
No, he's alive.
That's why I win.
You eat really slowly, and I assume that if you like, you just want to try to eat as fast as you can in hopes that you trick your stomach, or you don't eat at all that day and then you eat as fast as you can. But apparently he ate like 3 16-inch pizzas.
Wow.
Oh my God.
But over the it wasn't like a race, it was just like whoever gives up first
usually they put time limits on
them.
Like I know the like for Buffalo Wild Wings it was like you had to eat 38 blazing hot wings in an hour, you know, stuff like that.
Kill you.
So like,
that's not as country's wrong.
Yeah, like what's to keep you from like, you know, taking a nap and waking up and eating more pizza?
I'm sure there's
well, I mean, you can't take a nap.
I think you can't leave.
You really
there are rules that a giraffe can't.
I'm sure there will be people around to shout at you and wake you up.
No, she was taking a nap.
It's a strategy. It's strategy. Shh. Go, Bill.
I think one of my favorite things about pizza is like how people love it so, like they identify with pizza in a way that people don't do for a lot of other foods.
Well, yeah, pizza equates to happy.
Yeah, getting pizza always kicks ass.
Like there was a thing that one of our other producers, Robin, worked on for her job that was it was like a North Side, South Side. Themed thing, and it was done by Home Run Inn Pizza and Lou Malnati's.
I like Home Run Inn.
Cause yeah,
me too.
It's very high calories.
Yeah, it's not good for you, but it's fantastic.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Home Run Inn's very high and not giving us prize money.
This all coming from a contest that we invoked to.
Well, we spent very little time on this contest.
Yeah, but I want to talk about...
But like, what was crazy is they did... Ahead. Sorry, just to finish... The thing is, like, these two pizza companies sponsored it, so it was, like, North Side's Luminati, South Side's Home Run Inn. The prize was your wedding is a pizza wedding.
Ooh.
And they and it was done awesome. At the rooftop of Wrigley Field when the Cubs and Sox played each other.
Awesome!
That's cool.
And you got, like, a pizza cake... And it was like, but it was like, there were so many people who entered this contest because they wanted pizza to be like the defining theme of supposedly the greatest day of their life.
Like, I'd totally be okay with that, but I find it really hard to believe that whatever girl I'm with would be okay with that.
Yeah, I guess.
I had the pizza where it's the greatest day of my life.
In this economy, man.
No, I'm with...
Wedding's a wedding, dude. You get pizza.
I'm with the idea, though, because, you know, every girl... From the moment they realize what a wedding is, they always dream of their perfect wedding. And ladies, back me up here.
Yes.
I know how many times you both closed your eyes and dreamt of your ideal wedding and just thought.
Cloud refuses to close her eyes.
From the weddings podcast.
Pizza wedding.
Pizza wedding.
Just like people throwing
pizza?
Pepperonis
don't
as
you,
they walk down
Yeah,
the
don't
aisle.
You just, you hear wedding bells chime and in your mind you just see slices of pizza falling from.
What does a pizza cake look like to you in your mind? When you
to me, I'm picturing two possible options. I'm picturing option A. A 5-tiered pizza, so it's just standard pizza, little
that's,
you know sticks to
so
to
weird.
Bring it up to the
That'd
next
be
layer,
awesome.
Slightly smaller pizza, etc. Option B is a 3-foot-thick pizza.
What?
That is
there's no way that would cook evenly. Like, anyway,
it's probably just a cake that's made to look like a pizza.
No. The key is there's a little radiator in the middle of the pizza.
A radiator in the pizza.
It
a
heats up the
pizza.
It heats up the pizza from the inside, you mooks.
Well, how does that work?
It's almost as bad of an idea as Mark's pizza. tini idea.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about Mark's
yes,
pizza tini.
Please, let's
Mark,
immediately.
Say, wanna... Mark is a man of pizza.
I realize I haven't, like, my nickname maybe still is in a lot of contexts, Pizza for One. But I realized, like, I didn't have a lot to add to this podcast because I just can't judge pizzas. Like, I'll take them however they come. But
give me pizza.
But I maybe the fringes.
P-I-Z-Z-A. I want pizza.
Pizza. Mark, have you ever had a bad slice of pizza?
You know, there was one time. My family loved this place called Jake's Pizza in Palatine,
yeah.
which is really good.
Oh, they closed
really
down. Good.
What?
Something stupid. It's like twigs.
And someone had to play.
JJ Twigs.
And like, so, there was a place in between those two, because JJ, this new place is okay, JJ Twigs, but for a bit there was like 150 something street pizza company, and they boasted having the same recipe as Jake's, and we just got, like, it was clearly like someone fucked up the pizza, and they just didn't take it back. Because, like, you try to pick up a slice, but the crust was, like, liquid mush. So you'd, like, pick up a slice, and it would just fall apart. It was just, like, eating sludge.
So it wasn't cooked all the way.
Yeah, I think so.
And you ate
it
anyway.
Really bad. And then they...
Why didn't you call them and say, this pizza's bad, give me another?
We just called them and demanded our money back, and then ordered somewhere better. Yeah, that was his ideal condition.
I want to talk about Mark Pizza for One for just 1 second, but a break in the Facebook dial-off is I have one from Katie FL. She is making fun of us because we didn't take her, we're not talking about the Bears, and said, playoffs, anyone? Pizza, unbelievable. Quote, rolling my eyes. Ryan H. Says, is there a Sbarro in Chicago? And
yeah,
so she got like Sbarro.
Yeah.
And
couple,
I got one for Zach F. for Bocce's off the red line. $5 gets you a drink and a slice that has a damn zip code.
That's what
thank
I'm talking
you,
about.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Thank you everyone for signing on that. I'm going to write another one.
Wait,
later.
Where's the red line?
Off the red line.
It was only taking the
Sheffield.
Quick break for various things people said. When I did those voices, the guy was Ham Hater who only wrote ham earlier just wrote ham voice, which I assume means he wants to give him a ham voice. So,
ham voice for Ham Hater.
Ham! Ham! And then I also got that Tins knows what's the ladies want from DM Hay.
Dude, come on now. I know you. That's not cool.
You were talking about the weddings, the pizza wedding. And then MPN BLO TV said, Mark, you're a great pizza salesman.
Mark, this great that comes back to this. Mark, you're known as Pizza for One, Mark. Because
tell us why.
Why is that?
Because I would just eat a whole pizza.
Now, a lot of people would doubt you for that, but I like pizza enough that I'd eat a whole.
Yeah,
and this is the thing.
A lot of people
the standard.
Well, no, you go ahead. You're gonna.
I was just gonna say the Mark started the Pizza for One trend, and every once in a while,
you know, I actually can't take credit for it. Is one of the other Octavarius writers, Josh Nordmark.
Ah,
no, actually, even before that, my old roommate Justin Hobbinshoes was the first person I ever saw Pizza for One.
But I think that the reason it's very significant for you is because you like it very burnt.
Also from Josh Nordmark.
I don't know if he necessarily likes it burnt. I think he likes always forgetting that he has pizza.
I think what it is like, if I'm going to one take a pizza, I don't want it to be like floppy when I'm trying to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I cook it to make
so
that there's no doubt.
New York style would not be good for you.
You know, if I could fold it and it would hold its shape, I'd consider it.
If you want it crispy, just put it on the oven rack.
That's what I do.
You have to put it in the oven.
You should just
wait until it's preheated.
Or buy pizza pizzazz.
Can we talk about the pizza?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't make it crispy.
Thing ever. You can also get chicken nuggets on that. Like, they're the best chicken nuggets ever.
Yeah, it's a hot
plate. I've been talking a lot, but I really love it.
Yes, cook very
sweet. Shelby, you love pizza pizzazz.
I do love the pizza pizzazz. I got that for my 21st birthday from my roommates at the time. It was a pizza pizzazz. And if you don't know what that is...
It's amazing.
It's amazing, yes.
I doubted you.
I know. It's absolutely wonderful. It's just it's like a miniature pizza oven maker.
Man,
or
pizza
not an
so
oven
much
maker,
right
but
now.
Makes pizza ovens.
That'd be amazing.
Ah, it kicks ass.
But yeah, you just put the pizza on, it rotates, and there's a little heater right there, and it makes it like really quick. And it's just like when it's done, you just slide it off. It's like your own little pizza
and
shop.
It's cooked really well.
It's very well. You won't have a bad pizza.
No, no. You won't.
I guarantee
you won't forget. And the thing about that is if you forget, like, oh, I went outside and I forgot that the pizza's done, it's not going to burn the pizza. It's going to, because it slowly turns off and it just kind of slowly cooks it a little. Now, unless if you leave it for hours, yes, it'll burn the pizza. But normally that it prevents that that disaster mark from happening, which is why I think you should get one.
But I think I just like him that way now.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I also think you've been accustomed to
we
it.
We call
now.
It Mark Dunn.
Which is, if you can taste carbon, it's Mark Dunn.
Which is not even as much as joshing a pizza, which is what Josh Nordmark would do.
I had a terrible pizza that it was one of the last days of college, and I was just passed out in my bed, and Keith smelled the air and realized that there had been a pizza and that I just started in the oven. I literally came home drunk, put a pizza in the oven, and just fell asleep.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. It's going to start a fire.
Yeah. No, but I came home 20 minutes later ready to find the pizza.
Now, here's the
pizza
thing.
Pizza surprise?
I always doctor my pizzas. I always, like, I gussy up my frozen pizzas. I'll put a little... just a little garlic powder and a little oregano and some crushed red pepper. Yeah, just spice it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Keith said I just took a pepper shaker, just regular black pepper, and just dumped it on like three quarters of the
pizza. He just grinded pepper on it.
I like how the comparison of what you thought you were doing and what you actually were doing. I put ground pepper and then it's like, you just put peppers on
it. So I left a pizza. It's just ruined. No one could. It was just horrible.
I tried to eat it. It was really peppery.
Wait, did we talk about the pizza scene yet?
We glossed over it.
No, but
I
think
let's hit it, dude.
I think it's time that the pizza teeny gets tried again.
Uh-oh.
Because
No.
God, be kidding me! You're just wasting pizza.
No,
okay. Before
guys,
we go any further,
Marco.
Before we go any further, Mark, please, for our listeners who are not aware yet, what is a pizza teeny?
Well, Garbage. You can see some pictures sometime in the next couple days when we post them.
In my mind,
but
it's like pizza in a blender, and you add vodka.
That's literally
Well, my work here is done.
Yes, Mark put a piece of pizza in the blender and added vodka.
That's not the,
no,
that's not the
two,
first time.
There were two key mistakes. One, it was a piece of Gino's East pizza
that was cold. Right?
That I'd taken out of the fridge.
Warm.
It was not warm, and that was one of the problems. Because when you blend things that are cold, they don't. They just turn into like tiny beads of what the original was.
That stays congealed when it's cold.
So what I should have done was heated it up so it could have blended more with the vodka. And then also I left the back crust on, which is just a lot of bread that doesn't blend very
well. It's just solid. It's solid that's never going
to
dissolve
in. And I have to thank Keith for making it somewhat drinkable because he recommended I put it in the food processor first to like get it in stages.
Don't say somewhat drinkable like it was actually drinkable.
You tried.
Yeah, I got about half of it, and then I just...
It looked exactly like vomit. Exactly like vomit.
It didn't smell too far off either.
Yeah, it was pizza and booze. It smelled like vomit.
But I'd like to say that no one believed it would happen, and then it happened. So...
That's true, you did do it.
And now you know your mistake, so
yes,
the next time you
can
make it better.
Yeah.
Does anyone else remember Caesarland? Like,
yes.
In
I know. What is that?
Probably one of the greatest things for a child ever.
It's like Little Caesars Extreme.
Yeah, like growing up in the city, I never had. What did you guys have? Like
Enchanted
Discovery
Castle
or something? Like
Enchanted
that?
Castle.
Discovery Zone. I didn't. Growing up in the city, I didn't have that. So we would like it would be a fucking big old treat to go to the one by the hip, the Harlem and Irving Plaza. There's a Caesarland kind of by there. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And I remember I got in big trouble one time because I was an asshole to the guy in the Caesar outfit. And I was like, you know, I was like maybe 10 and I was just an asshole to him. I gave him the talk to the hand and my aunt. Like,
how old are you?
I was like 10.
What an asshole.
Yeah,
what?
I was a
talk to the hand.
What did he say to you,
Caesar?
What did he say to you that you had to give him the hand?
He was like, yeah, are you having fun? I'm like, yeah, I'm having fun. I'm a fucking 10-year-old in Caesarland, you asshole. Talk to the hand. So. I remember I get my aunt.
You're making my day. Fuck you.
my aunt yelled at me after I did that. I remember that.
had a birthday party.
Man, when you put you, your aunt, and pizza in the same place, it seems like you get in trouble a lot.
Absolutely.
I remember at Caesarland, I was only there a couple of times. I remember they had a kind of faux Easter egg hunt in like the play place, which if you're not familiar with Caesarland, it's like a Discovery Zone type play place or Leaps and Bounds or whatever, what have you. So it's an enormous jungle gym of nonsense for children, with plenty of ball pits and slides and nets and all sorts of bullshit kids can get hurt on and pee all over.
Said old man Tim.
No, I only say that because
get off of his property.
One of my old friends from high school. I think one of my first memories of his brother was when I had a birthday party at Enchanted Castle,
nice.
Which is another great place for.
I've been there once.
Awesome.
Can you do it?
Right now?
We need to do a whole separate podcast on
Enchanted
Castle.
But regardless, the first thing I remember of my friend's brother was that I had a party there. His brother kind of tagged along because he's a real young guy, and he had to be picked up by his mom because he peed in the ball pit.
Oh. That's the worst place to pee.
Peed in the ball pit?
I saw there was a pee in the ball pit story. I was with I was like a really, really little kid, and I was with my buddy Joe, and his little brother just totally started peeing in the ball pit. And we told his mom, so she's just like, and she just grabbed him, we all left.
I'm trying to understand, are their pants down, they're just peeing, or are they just peeing their pants and they're in the ball
pit? No, like, he pulls his pants down and pees in the ball
pit. What the fuck, why would you do that?
You know what, you know what
sucks? Because he's a little shit kid.
Yeah, you know what sucks about that? Like, it takes, like, you know, the Caesarland Corporation has to pay, like, every day some people to come and clean their ball pit. I mean, if they have to do it all that much times, they might be in debt.
Would you say they'd be in 10,000 balls or more of debt?
Yes.
Well, if you're in 10,000 balls or more of debt, and those balls happen to cost a dollar,
they don't. I know how much they cost.
Yeah, we had a ball.
How much do they cost?
For the larger ones, you get 100 balls for 20 bucks.
So if you had 50,000 balls or more of debt.
Yeah. But if you got the tiny ones, they're 100 balls for 10 bucks. But they're really structured on sound. If you can get the big ones, they're bigger, they're sturdier, they're better. But the small ones have a more fun Eastery color. So getting both in a high.
I think what we can agree on is one could theoretically spend $10,000 on ball pit balls. Yes,
I think that's where we're going.
Oh, okay,
all right.
Where would you get those?
I can't wait for the ball Toys pit podcast.
Toys R Us. Probably a ball pit website.
They'll do, Target and Walmart got them. The best part was when we were trying to get our ball pit ready, and we were buying them. Yeah. We had a lot of people steal balls for us.
Oh no!
We have no idea where they'd come
from.
You'd
have to keep replacing them and spend more money, and then you'd be in
$10,000
of debt.
And if you did, you would have to call more of debt.
If you did, you would have to call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution will help. And guaranteed to negotiate down your credit card debt of $10,000 or more, or your money back. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution also guarantees that your pizza will taste good no matter what it is, even if it's New York style.
Especially if it's New York style.
Even if it's
not a guarantee.
So just call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution and tell them that Octavarius sent you.
Don't we have another podcast? Another sponsor?
We have an actual.
Well, we do.
Not yet.
It's coming.
But first,
you're right. Can I? Yeah, go ahead.
There's a jingle that they're singing.
Round the globe.
Can I get some heart and soul? Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. LegalHelpersDR.com. Yum! Pizza, but I'm broke! Go on.
Great, Do we forget? Do we have any other ads we want to plug?
Then we have another podcast.
Tennessee
concert.
Ain't no good pizza here.
But our producer Robert from Tennessee turned me on to Frank's Red Hot on pizzas, which is really good.
It's very good, yeah.
He drinks that like it's water.
Tilted.
Coming up soon, we'll have a new website sponsored by the fine folks at Tilted. You should get web hosting from them. They're really nice and awesome.
Probably should have researched that.
For serious.
We gotta make a better commercial
for that. We're working on it. We don't have the site up yet.
Yeah. Well, we'll get some copy for it eventually.
I
want to
talk briefly. I posed the question, if you could blend Gino's East Pizza in with vodka, would you think it was gross or not? And instead of real ones, I got KDFL one more time saying, it's gross that we're going to the playoffs and you're still talking about pizza.
We don't get to watch the game.
Spoiler alert, we didn't see the end of the game.
Yeah,
KDFL.
But the people who are listening to this learned about it a week ago.
Well, for me, I mean,
if not live.
Not the nine viewers we have right now.
Score.
There's at least nine people who have actually, there's been a good amount of people who have stuck with us this whole time. And they've been commenting.
Did they ask any questions?
They haven't asked questions.
They've really been just adding to the dialogue where they, for the most part, cannot be heard by us.
Thank you, guys.
I also got...
Thanks for sticking with us.
Thank you.
Yes, Castelli.
I believe Nick McCullough, or I think this one was, the question was, would you eat pizza off of Mark Musinski's chest? From Nick McCullough.
Hi.
And one of them was Frank McD. Can I be drunk? And what kind of pizza? Abby O said absolutely. Nick McCullough said any kind. And Frank McD said, pizza bites would be the easiest.
Pizza bagel bites,
pizza
right?
Pizza bites. Thank you, everyone.
Frank McDade is also on my.
Frank McD.
look, he wrote his full name on this.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
He can take it.
So for anyone listening this recorded, are we going to do this again? So listen tonight, right?
Well, listen, they've
well,
been
tonight, next week.
We're going to have to figure out a slightly altered schedule, because I thought this was really fun. Thank
I probably
you.
Should have recorded this broadcast on here, too. I didn't.
That's all right.
Next
well,
time.
Next time we'll record this.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, hope you guys enjoyed it. I had a blast doing this.
Me
I thought
too.
This was a lot of fun getting
yeah.
to talk
thank
to you
so.
Guys during
thank
much fun.
Thank you, everyone, for all your support during
yeah.
this.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for the replies, the comments, the Facebook comments, the blog TV comments, the tweets. Apologies to those that we didn't get to. Some were just wildly inappropriate for what we were talking about. Others, we simply just don't have the time. So
thanks
keep trying next week.
Bears. Hester beat the... Oh. Oh my
broke
gosh,
the record.
Record?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I think thanks again to
you're
Julie.
Welcome,
Julie
KDFL.
I'm sorry, thanks to who, LP?
Julie from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you, Julie.
I hope that answered your question, Julie.
Pizza. Keep posting all your suggestions for our podcast.
So, yeah, that's what's up with that.
That's what's up with that.
Though. So, great.
Wait.
Oh, thanks a lot for listening. We are just about finished, but before we go, it's time for Nick McCullough's 7 Words of Wisdom.
So, LP and I were wondering.
Yep.
This has been Nicholas' 7 Words of Wisdom.
One more thing. Ham Hater finally responded. His third thing he said this entire time, been here and been silent, is just, good job, guys. More ham next time.
Fantastic.
Congratulations,
yes.
Ham Hater. You
thank
have won
you,
the
ham
podcast.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys. This has been a blast. I really hope we get to do this again next week. And for those who didn't catch this live, you will hear it on our website Monday, December 27th. So check back then. And as always, check back every Monday on the website for a new podcast. Until next time, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
You'll run for your life.
Down the pipe.
You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.
To a picture of bacon vodka instead of telling me what it was prior. Go the Bears. Go the Bears. And go the Bears.